Right now, have you ever wondered what it would be like to walk through your hometown 50 or 100 years ago? If so, you're not alone. Our next guest has turned that idea into a new book of photographs documenting the past and present of Chippewa Falls. By finding antique postcards and pairing them with pictures taken at the same locations today, the book lets readers see how things have changed or haven't changed around the city. You can see some of those pictures on the Ideas Network Facebook page. David Tank is an award-winning photographer and author from Menominee and an emeritus faculty member at UW-Stout. His new book is Postcards from the Past, Then and Now Photographs of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He'll launch the book at the Chippewa Falls Public Library on Thursday, November 30th at 6:30 p.m. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this is your latest book. You've done a series of Menominee, Eau Claire, Dunn County, and now Chippewa Falls. What got you interested in this basic concept, old photos and postcards, and matching them up to today?
I came across the picture of Menominee, and I'm going like, where in the world is this? It was an amazingly cool picture. And just out of my own curiosity, started snooping it out. And I do a lot of photography and decided I'm going to take a then and now picture and see what compares. I started doing several of these, and the Dunn County News was interested in publishing some of them. And after about half a dozen or so, people started saying to me, hey, we're clipping those out and putting them in a notebook. You should make a book of those. Of course, I never imagined that I'd have enough. And the next thing I know, I had 50 pairs of them of Menominee and came up with the first book based on Menominee, and I've just continued on since then.
And once you pick a community, how do you track down these old postcards and pictures?
Most of the postcards I'm finding on eBay, there's not postcards of a community in that community, because when people have a postcard, they send it away. Some of them have come as far as Australia.
Wow. And when people hear about this, do they start digging into their old photo archives to give you some inspiration?
They do. And a lot of people say, hey, I've got a whole box of postcards, and then they find out they're from other places.
And I think of postcards, you know, it's the big tourist destinations that, you know, you go to New York or San Francisco or whatever, but it turns out a lot of smaller towns and cities had their own postcards in this era.
There were a ton of them, especially in several different eras. There were a lot of them from around the 1906s, 1907s, and there was another group around 1915. There was a bunch in the 1940s, and then a few in the 1960s. Now, postcards really have dropped off today, but most of them that I'm finding are, like you mentioned earlier, 50 to 100 years old.
Getting the photos and postcards has got to be just half the battle. Once you've got that image of, say, a downtown or a park in town, how do you start figuring out where it was, and you try to capture the exact angle?
Right. Some of them I'm able to find where they were pretty obviously. You know, I might say it's a particular corner on a Barso Street in Eau Claire or whatever, and I'll go there and check it out. But then the challenge becomes, how do I line up the pictures so they match exactly? A lot of the pictures of downtowns were taken from the middle of the street, and there wasn't as much traffic in 1915 as there is today. So that becomes somewhat of a challenge for me. The other thing is pictures that are of rivers, lakes. The amount of growth of trees is considerably more today. We always think that, gee, we have fewer trees today. Not true at all. There are so many more trees. And those trees are often in the way of me trying to take the picture.
How do you tackle that challenge you mentioned of that picture that was taken from the middle of the street, dashing in and out between traffic or what?
Well, yes, that. Sometimes I will go back on a day when there's not going to be much traffic. For instance, the Eau Claire pictures that are downtown, I shot most of those on the 4th of July when there wasn't very many people downtown. I also would go back maybe a Sunday morning. I had one shot in Menominee. I went very early on a Sunday morning. There was virtually no traffic there at all. So I'm standing in the street lining up my photo, and I see a pickup truck coming down towards me. The guy gets right next to me. He stops in the middle of the road and says, what are you doing standing in the middle of the road taking pictures? You're blocking traffic. And I'm thinking, like, I'm just one guy standing here. You stopped your truck.
We're talking to David Tank. He's a photographer. His newest book is Postcards from the Past, Then and Now, Photographs of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And David, let's visit Chippewa Falls now. This is your latest project. How much has Chippewa Falls changed since the older postcards you looked at?
Chippewa Falls is really a fun community to shoot because they have a very strong historic sense up there. Even things that have changed, like new buildings in their downtown, they're reconstructing to fit in with the look of their older buildings. So that made it a lot of fun for me. And the people there were marvelous about helping me out. I had one picture. It's a shot that's a long shot over the river, over the dam, and the best I could figure out, it was taken on top of the roof of the Heide Center there, the Arts Center, Arts and Performing Arts Center. And much to my surprise, they offered to let me go up on the roof to reshoot the scene today. People have been marvelous up there for helping out with that.
Do you ever run into a situation where a shot was taken from the top of a tall building that isn't there anymore?
Oh, yeah. For instance, there's the courthouse in Chippewa Falls. There were several pictures that were taken from the cupola of the courthouse, and that's not an option for me anymore. There isn't a way that I can reshoot that.
What were some of the most fun ones in Chippewa Falls to find that angle and recreate?
Well, there were a lot of them that were a lot of fun. I think one of the most fun places, though, I had was there's Irvine Park, which is a beautiful old park, over 100 years old, and a lot of postcards were taken of that park when it was brand new back in like 1908, 1907. And reshooting those pictures today was a real fun project for me because not only did I get to shoot the pictures, but I got to spend the day in the park.
What kind of reaction do you get when you look at these pictures with people who live in these communities today?
A lot of reminiscing happening. People remember, oh, I remember when I went to that restaurant or that's where I did such and such. And sometimes when I'm taking pictures, people will come up to me and ask me, what are you doing? And I'll show them the card that I'm trying to recreate. And people will sometimes even give me memories just that way.
Is there a sense of loss at the buildings that aren't there anymore, or are people, you know, happy that they live in a place that's changing and growing over time?
It depends on the building. There was a building in Eau Claire that went down a couple of years ago to make way for a CVS store, and it was a building that looked like an old pagoda, a restaurant. And when I do my presentations about Eau Claire, I have that picture in there. And consistently, throughout about half dozen presentations, when I get to that photo, the audience boos.
We've talked about the Eau Claire Pagoda on this show before. This was a big deal there, I know, getting rid of that.
But it's really funny how the whole audience, just without booed. Any prompting, they just literally boo.
Wow. Well, now, do you try to match up the seasons to your postcards?
I do, but most of them have been taken in the summer. I've got a few in that are winter, not many. What I do try to match up is the time of day, because that makes a big difference on shadows.
Now this is your fourth book. What do you have new projects in mind? I mean, you've got an endless list, all the towns and counties in Wisconsin.
I do. I'm working on a book from Fond du Lac, which is the town where I grew up. And I'm also have some interest from a person who grew up in Wisconsin Dells on working with me for a book from Wisconsin Dells, which should be a lot of fun.
And a lot of postcards out there from, I'm sure, Wisconsin Dells and Fond du Lac?
Yeah, Fond du Lac, I actually have the whole collection of postcards, and I have done most of the shooting already. And I thought I might get it done this past summer, but then I hurt my back and wasn't able to continue with the shooting. So that's going to be a next summer project now. Ironically, it wasn't that I grew up in Fond du Lac that got me started wanting to shoot that city. My wife and I were visiting Memphis about a year ago, and we were in an old architectural antique store looking at strange things, and the woman who owns it came up and said, are you interested in postcards? We just got a box in. Well, she didn't know what I was doing. We looked at the postcards. There were 40 postcards in there from Fond du Lac.
No way.
So I guess we're doing Fond du Lac next.
And any big surprise changes you see over the years? Obviously, the buildings, you mentioned more greenery. Anything else strike you for then and now?
Well, just the fact that some things, I can't imagine they used to fit there. There's one block in Chippewa Falls. It's now a grocery store, or it's actually a grocery store that's in, on the auction block this week, that fills almost the entire block. Originally, that block included the fire station, city hall, high school, an elementary school, the Carnegie Library, and a church, all on the same block. The church is still there. All the rest of them have been taken over by the grocery store and its parking lot. It's hard to imagine they all fit there. And I was really excited that I was able to get a postcard of each one of those buildings.
David, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
David Tank's new book is Postcards from the Past, Then and Now, Photographs of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. To celebrate the launch of the book, he'll be at Chippewa Falls Public Library on Thursday, November 30th at 6:30 p.m. You can see some of those pictures on the Ideas Network Facebook page, by the way.